yesterday that Rashi on Samach Zayin on Med Aleph, who quotes from the Gaonim, Rashi's about 25 lines from the top of the Amud, where he quotes Yesh Meforshim Devina Maim Chaim Lezova, but I'm not seeing the Tani but the Sefer in the Gila that it's not so. So the Gaonim interpreted in the Gemara that after Rebbe's Takana that he treat all of the women as a Sufik Nida, Sufik Zova, that was on Samach Rav and Aleph, that every woman always means if she had a Riyah 3 days in a row, then she should be king, because maybe she's a Zabak Doyla. Mikiratin, we know that they're not Zabak Doyla. We know that they're needed. So Zabak Doyla is only in the Yud Aleph Yom, she may need no need. So Rebbe's Takana was, he treat all the women as a toast, as if it's a Sufik Zova. So the Goyim claim that just like a Zav needs Maim Chaim, a Zav needs Maim Chaim as well. So all the women need Maim Chaim because of Takanas Rebbe. So Rashi says the whole thing is not correct. There's a Beferish at Tosefta. Here on the side of the Rashi, they printed that Tosefta is Megillah Perek Aleph, in the middle of all the Ein Beis. On the last line in the Tosefta on Samach Rav on the Beis, Tosefta quotes the Rashi. Mishum Maim Chaim Lekel Efrushe. You can't say Pshat like the Goyim that is Zava needs Maim Chaim. Give you the Rashi and the Sefta that it's not so. So there they give you two Maim Chaim. So the Sefta appears in two places. It's in Perek Aleph and Megillah. It's in Perek Gimel and Zava. Okay, one place is good enough. Rather, the din is that a Zava does not need Maim Chaim, so it's not correct. If a Zava wants to be Tovel, they have a prayer. They can either be Tovel and a Mikvah, be Tovel and a Mayon, an option. Either in a Mikvah or in a Mayon. What are the differences between a mikvah and a mayon? So the Rashi, in interpreting the Gemara here, on some of Zainam and Aleph, Abu Adishmul apparently was a learned, observant person, and his daughters had to go to mikvah. Why didn't his wife have to go to mikvah? He was only worried about his daughters. What did he do when his wife had to go to mikvah? So I saw the Ravon has an interesting comment. He says, he lived, his daughters got married and they moved to wherever their husbands earned a living. So he says he lived in a section where there was no problem of Rabu Notvim Alazov, where the daughters lived near Nahar Pras. So they were Tevel and Euphrates River. And the Gemara here, this Gemara, Abu Dishmul, appears in three other Mesichtas. It says Shabbos Daf Samachet, Cheres Nunhei, and Dorm Daf Men. So in all those Gemaras, the Gemara says that this is a problem if you're Tevel in the Euphrates River. Why is it only a problem in Yoimei Nissen? Ovid Makvas Lebanse B'Yoimei Nissen. Because in Nissen is the end of the winter time, that's the beginning of the spring, so all of the snow is melting from the mountains. And all of this rain or snow is called Notvim. It comes from the sky. So Notvim is only Metaher Be'eshbarim. If you have a crack in the ground, it's a mikveh. Mikveh means cover the kaimit, standing still, stagnant water. If the source of the water would have been Zochlin from under the ground, a mayon, then a mayon is, by definition, a mayon is Zochlin. If you contain the mayon in an eshbarim, then it becomes a mikveh. It's no longer a mayon. That is not good for a zav. A zav needs davke mayim chaim. It has to be davke while it's flowing. If you're going to take water from a mayon and bottle it, stop it, and have it stay in a ishborin, so then it no longer has the properties of a mayon, has the status of a mikveh. So the din is that a zav has to have davke mayim chaim. A zava, we don't accept what the goyim say. Shulchan Aruch, they don't accept it. They say she has the brera either to be tovel in a mikveh or to be tovel in a mayon. But the difference is that a mikveh, if the water is from notvim dripping down from the sky, either rain or snow that melted, then it has to be davke eshborim. If the source of the water is from under the ground, then it's good even if it's zochlim. Then it'll be good if it's zochlim. Today, you have a mikveh inside a building. So the mikveh inside the building, so all the water comes, it doesn't come from a mayon. Usually it comes from the rain or from the snow, from the roof of the building. But in the days of the Gemara, you used to have a mikveh that would be outside. The people would pick a river or a lake or something that would be that would have the dimensions of a mikveh. So you're going to have always a mix. You're going to have a blend of notvim and zochlim. So how do you treat it? Is it mitar bezochlim or is it not mitar bezochlim? Let's say you have a river, you have a lake, and the water is flowing through. The water is zochlim. So it's only good if it has the status of a mayon. if it has the status of a mikveh is no good. So how do you determine whether it has the status of a mayan or a mikveh? So the Mishnah is saying, because it depends whether Rabbah knows from Allah Zochlam or Rabbah Zochlam Allah knows. It depends which is more than 50%. If more than 50% is the rain and the melting snow, so then it's not mitar b'zochlam. So that was the problem b'yayme nisi. The Gemara says like that in the Dorim. In all the three places it says that the daughters used to be tovel in the Har Pros. He was married, he lived with his wife used a different river, different mikveh, different lake. They didn't use the Har Pros. But the daughters used the Har Pros. So Pros b'yayme nisi posed a problem. The concern was, Shema Yarbu Notfim Allah Zochlam. Maybe there'll be more than 50% of the rain and the melting snow and less than 50% of the Mayon water from under the ground sources. So that's why he had to make separate mikvahs, that it should be Kovu B'Kaim, it should be stationary, it shouldn't be flowing anymore. This is a discussion in the Gemara, is such a thing possible, physically possible? That you're going to have a mixture of water, you're going to have more than 50% is going to be rain and melting snow, and less than 50% of the whole mixture is going to be from under the ground source. What's the question? Some of the Amoraim claim that scientifically it cannot be, that for every drop of water that comes down from the sky, there are going to be two drops of water that are going to come from under the ground sources. So it's always going to be at least 66%. Always going to be two-thirds May Mayonis. Maximum is going to be one-third. May Gishamim and May Havshara Shlogim, the melting snow. So you never have to be concerned about this. But Abu Adishmur was concerned. The Gemara said that's the Machlokes. Abu Adishmur was concerned. There's a long, a famous run in the Dorim and Daf Mem on the base where he presents his opinion. There are different opinions how to read this Gemara. What's the concern? So yesterday we were discussing the Tosfos on the bottom of Samad Vav on the base. Three lines from the bottom. Rabbi Nachman Pirish, that Ravu had three lines from the bottom of the Tosis. Tosis quotes Rabbi Nachman Pirish, Rechem Pirish Baruch, they say, why would Ravu had the Shmuel, what was he worried about B'yoyme Nissen? So Rashi, Andav Samach Zayinam and Alam says he was concerned, Shebi Yarbanot Tvim Allah Zochlem. That's the long run in the Dharma, Andav Mem and Beis. He was concerned maybe there'll be more than 50% of the mixture in the Euphrates River will be from the rainwater and from the melting snow, and less than 50% will be from the underground sources, from the Mayonis, in which case it'll have to be Eshborin. It won't be good Bezochim. So that's why Obed Labansi Mikvos, he made Mikvos that are covered with time. That's how Rashi learns. Rabbi Nachmanel doesn't learn like that. Rabbi Nachmanel learns that the problem B'yomei Nissan was that a lot of boats came to the port. And when the boats came to the port, they would dump a lot of water that was contained in containers, in buckets. They would throw all this water into that area. And it'll turn out you have tons and tons of mayim shukim. You certainly have 40 saw of mayim ksherim, but the Rabbi Nachmanel, so in Shulchan Aruch it says, we don't accept this Rabbi Nachmanel. We pass on that it's not a problem. If you have 40 saw of mayim ksherim, you can add on ati yochel harbus as much as you want. That's the first rosh in Hilchas Mikvos. The rosh writes like that, and that's the accepted opinion. Once you have a boim saw of a mikvah ksherim, you can add on tons and tons of mayim shuvim, even though it's way more than roiv, and it doesn't pose a problem. The Rabbein Hananel holds not. Rabbein Hananel holds if you're going to have a roiv of Mayim Shuvim in a miut of Mayim Ksherim, even though you have 40 so Mayim Ksherim, it won't be a kosher mikveh. That's what we discussed yesterday. That obviously he thinks that when you do hashoke with Mayim Tmeim, water that's Tomei, you do hashoke, so the Tuma disappears. That's Zriya. And Zriya is Matayer. If you have potatoes or tomatoes that are Tomei, you plant them in the ground and they take root, so then Zriya is Matayer. Whatever is growing from the ground is Tahar. But if you do hashoka mayim shuvim, that's the suffix that the Shach quoted from the Rabbein Yeruchim in Hilchas Mikvos. Does it cancel the status of shuvim? Or do you say no? Kol zman that the mikveh that shuvim is connected with the mikveh that's ksherim, kol zman that is connected, so it's considered as there's a chibur, so it's considered as if I'm being toivel in the other mikveh. Let's say I'm toivel in a mikveh that only has 30 saw, And the din requires you have to have 40 saw. But this mikveh with the 30 saw is connected. There's a hashaka, it's connected to a mikveh that has a 40 saw. So it's considered as if I'm being toivo in a branch of the mikveh that's good. So just like if it's lacking 40 saw, but it's connected to a mikveh k'sherah, so it's good. So even if it has 40 saw, but it's all maim shuvim, but it's connected to a mikveh that's maim k'sherah, so it's considered as if I'm being toivo in the branch. So that was the suffix of the Rabbeinu Yeruchim that the Shach quoted. When they open up the plug and they make the hashok and the mikveh, they fill the bar tefillah with the people at Toivel is filled up with water from the faucet. So water from the faucet, we're concerned that there may be maim shuvim, because it may be that the pipes are constructed in such a way. We just have a pipe that the water goes in one end and goes out the other end, so it's not shuvim, it doesn't contain it. It's only called shuvim if it's held in a container. So we're concerned that the pipes where the water flows from the reservoir to get to the faucet, maybe that some of the pipes are constructed in such a way that they contain the water. That's what they say, the water meter. The water meter is constructed in such a way that it does contain the water, but it's a shaylan din because it contains the water just for a second. The water goes in and it goes right out. So that's a shaylan din. Is that called maim shuvim? So that's why we're choshish. Maybe all the water that comes out of the faucet is maim shuvim. So we're toivel always in maim shuvim, that's no good. So it's no good. So we have it connected to a mikveh that's maim k'sherim. We don't want to be toivel in the mikveh that's maim k'sherim. If you have 10 people, will be toivel. So the water's going to be smelly and dirty. So you're going to want to empty it out. Empty it out so you won't have a mikveh k'sherim for tomorrow. It doesn't rain every day enough that it should give 40 saw maim k'sherim. So you have a mikveh which has 40 saw maim k'sherim. You let that sit there. You let it sit all summer. And then you empty it out. They'll say in the winter when you know it's going to be pouring, say empty out your mikveh if you want to change it. If you don't want to change it, leave it like that for 100 years. We still have some of the mikvahs in Europe. They say they still have mem saw from 200 years ago. Okay, good, no problem. So you leave your mikveh kshera over there, and you keep on filling up the mikveh with the people use, and the water is going to get dirty from the perspiration, from the dirt on the body. So that water you have to keep on changing. So that water you fill up from the tap, from the faucet, and we're concerned that water is shuvim, so you have to make a hashoka. So the Rabbi Yeruchim has a suffix. Once you make the hashoka, does it become ois shuvim? And then you can even put the plug back, and you can be tovel in the mikveh after putting the plug back. Or do you say no? If you do hashoka, it doesn't convert the water that is. If you have hashoka amayim tmeim, it removes the tumah. That's beferish and mishnayis. But if you have hashoka amayim shuvim, maybe it remains shuvim. Maybe it calls man that it's in the state of hashoka. It's considered as if you're toivel, as if this were a branch of the mikveh k'sher, as if you're being toivel over there. So the Rabbeinu Hanan apparently thinks like that. The maim shuvim always remain maim shuvim. If you have a mikveh, they had a river, a lake. They had 40 saw. There was no problem. But because all the boats came, and all the boats were pouring all a ton of water in, so then there's a concern. The chashin of the shuvim. Maybe there's more maim shuvim now than there is maim k'sherim, and it's considered like it's bottled forever. Along the lines of what the Rashi said over here, Shema Yarbon Dot V'Mala Zochlim. If you're going to have more, you're going to have a mixture of water. More than 50% is going to be rainwater or melted snow. Then this mikveh is not going to be mitar b'zochlim anymore. It has to be davke b'eshborin. So here also, if you have a roiva of the water, is maim shuvim, and the hashoka doesn't help to remove the status of maim shuvim, it remains maim shuvim. So if you have a rov of maim shuvim and a miyut, less than 50% is maim k'sherim, so Rabbeinu Hanan happens to say that that's no good. We don't accept his opinion. We pass on that it is good. But he holds that that's no good. In the first parak of Masechah Shabbos, the Gemara says that they made a gzera d'rabbon and the rabbon rosh beruva b'maim shuvim becomes tomei. A person is tor. A person is tor walking around. So if he, whether he dips into a swimming pool where all the water is maim shuvim, or if he takes a shower, in either case, they made gzera d'rabbanan that he becomes tamei. What'd they do that for? So the Gemara gives you the whole historical background of that gzera, that people used to be toivel in a mikveh, and the mikveh water got filthy. We have fancy systems where people are toivel in a mikveh, then they empty out all the water and they replace it with clean water, then they make a hashoka again. But in the days of the Tanaim, it cost $1 million to make such a mikveh. It cost a fortune. In the days of the Tanaim, they didn't have so much money, they didn't have all this technology. So when 10 people were tovel on mikvahs, and the mikvah was smelly, it was awful dirty water. So after the people were tovel on the mikvah, then they would bathe off. Then they would wash off a clean shower, a clean bath after that. And everybody knew that the mikvah gave tahara, and the bath or the shower was in order to remove the dirt, the dirty mikvah water from the body. And then after a while, the people forgot what the ceremony is all about. So they thought, la eila mitarim, ela eila mitarim. They thought, how can it be that the filthy water brings tahara? No, mistami, you have to make yourself dirty in order to go into the clean water, that purifies you. So they thought, so I don't have to be dirty from the dirty water. I'm dirty ready from all day long. I'm all perspired. It's a hot day. I'm already dirty. So they ignored going into the mikveh, and they decided they'll just take the bath and I'll just take the shower. So they made Gzeirah D'Rabbanan that not only that to make sure that people understand that the bath or the shower is not what's metaher, so they added on. They said, even if you went to the mikveh, and you bore Rosh HaBeruba Maim Shuv later on, that's metameyu. It's metameyu. And even if you didn't go, not only if you went to mikveh just now, and you bore Rosh HaBeruba Maim Shuv, I went to the mikveh last month, and I'm tohar the whole time. And I go into Maim Shuvim, Rosh HaRuba, I take a bath or a shower. The Rosh HaRuba, Maim Shuvim, so that makes me tamei mikara lapo. So some Rishonim seem to hold. So let's say a woman went to mikveh, and then a week later she takes a shower. So all of a sudden she's asura bailo. That's impossible. So the Rishonim say, no, of course not. Abor Rosh HaRuba V'mayim Shuvim is metamei mi. So the woman is tamei. So the woman is tamei anyway. She went to a funeral. Everybody's tamei. Whoever ever went to a funeral is tamei. Even if you never went to a funeral, you shook the hands, you touched someone that did go. So the mace is avi avos atuma. The person who attended the funeral is an avatuma. And he touches me, makes me a rishon atuma. So we're all tamei anyway. Just because a woman is tamei doesn't mean she's asur al baila. She's only asur al baila if she's tamei atumas nida. But if she's tamei a miscellaneous tumim midirabana because of bar roshim rubah maim shuvim, that doesn't make her asur al baila. So that's not a problem. The issue that they had a debate was that Rashi and Masechas Shabbos and Rashi and Masechas Makkos seems to learn, the beginning of Makkos, Rashi seems to learn that there were two parts to the gzeirah d'rabbanan. One part was abar roshim rubah b'mayim shuvim. You take a shower or you take a bath and mayim shuvim, so it makes it tummy. Even though I went to the mikvah a month ago, I become tummy today. And then Rashi learns in the Gemara there was another part to the gzeirah. If the same day that I went to the mikvah, when a person is tummy, he goes to the mikvah, so he has to have harif shemesh afterwards. And until he has the Har Shemesh, he hasn't completely removed the Tumah. With respect to what? So we learned Brachas, the first Mishnah Brachas. That a person who is Tommy, who goes to Mikveh, is Tohar with respect to eating Maisa Sheni. A Tommy is not permitted to eat Maisa Sheni. It's a Pasuk in Chumash, Labriyat Mimena B'Tommy. So the minute that the person goes to the Mikveh, he's permitted to eat the Maisa Sheni, but he's still not permitted to eat Truma V'Kachim until he has Har Shemesh. And then sometimes Har Shemesh means he has to wait till say Sakhavim following that day on which he went to mikveh. Let's say he waits to go to mikveh a year after whatever. He touched a dead sheretz, or he touched someone who attended a funeral, so he could have gone to mikveh the same day. And he waited a year to go to mikveh, so he had a whole year's worth of Har Shemesh. It doesn't help. Har Shemesh has to follow his going to the mikveh. It doesn't count. Har Shemesh that happened before he went to the mikveh is Eino Moil. You have to have Har Shemesh after having gone to the mikveh. So you have to wait till Tzeis Kacham. Then the Mishnah has increases that the Rabbah Mechusi Kapar, there are four people who even after having gone to the mikveh and having had Har Shemesh, they're still not permitted to enter the Beis HaMikdash or to eat Kochim because they haven't brought their korban yet. The Zav, the Zavi, your lettuce and Mitzor. So those people are Rabbah Mechusi Kapar. So leaving out the Rabbah Mechusi Kapar, normally, a person who goes to mikveh becomes tohar with respect to chulam, with respect to ma'aser sheni, but he still needs har shemesh to complete the har process with respect to eating truma, with respect to entering the beis hamikdash at full yom. He's still tamid when he gets the truma, the kachim, and bias mikdash. So Rashi seems to learn in Masechah Shabbos in the first parak when the Gemara talks about the gzeirah d'rabbanan in the beginning of Masechah Makkos, Daf Dalet. Rashi learns that there were two different gzeiras. There was one gzeira, habar rosh haruba maim shuvim is metame mi mikana lahabor, but that tumah mikana lahabor, that's a miscellaneous tumah that doesn't make her asur al baila. So she's tameah. She's tameah because of habar rosh haruba maim shuvim. Then Rashi learned there's another din that whoever went to mikveh today and still didn't complete the tahara process yet, because he's still a tefil yom before Har Shemesh, and then they go to Rosh HaMerubah b'mayim shuvim, that undoes lemafreya the old tefillah in the mikveh. What they make that for? Because of the historical background, because of the Ma'aseh Shehayah, the people used to go to mikveh, and right, and in the same location where they went to mikveh, they used to wash off in a bath or a shower right afterwards. So that's what Rashi learns on that Gemara. If you wash off, Rashi learns dafke a shower, not a bath. If you wash off with a shower, I think, because right, that was the practice. After they went to mikveh, they used to wash off with a shower. So if you shower Rosh HaMerubah b'mayim shuvim in undoes lamafreya the tefillah in the mikveh. So the worry Shonim held that this is even negeya, but negeya to nida levayla. If the nida goes to mikveh, then she's going to take a shower the same day. Usually the men go to mikveh at night. Let's say 10 o'clock at night. So Har Shemesh is going to be tomorrow night. So it's almost 24 hours. So the woman can't take a shower the whole day. A bath she can't take. And so a lot of Rishonim say this is Rashi's Knech. That if a person is bar Rosh HaMerubah b'mayim shuvim on the same day before Har Shemesh, it undoes lamafreya the tefillah in the mikveh. Yes, it's not just Nikanal Habatz Matami. It undoes lamafreya the Rabbanon, of course. So some of the Mishnayim say that's only by a shower because of the Ma'aseh Shehayah, because that's where it was in the days of the Tanoim. That's why they made the Gzeirah. So this is one of the shailas that the Or Zeruah sent to the Tosfos Rid. He writes him a list, I think, of 24 shailas. One of the shailas was, he quotes that some Bali HaTosfos, the Or Zeruah was the end of the Bali HaTosfos, the end of the period of the Bali HaTosfos. So he writes that some of the, he quotes by name, some of the Bali HaTosfos feel that this din de Rabbanon, that if the woman takes a shower before Har Shemesh, it undoes la mafreya the tefillah in the mikveh. So some held that that's only going to get to Taras, that's not going to get to Labailo. And others held no, it's going to get to Labailo also. So he sends the Shaila to the Tosfos Rid. Interesting, Yozero lived in Vienna. And the Tosfos Rid lived in Italy. How did he hear of him? What he read in the newspapers? How did he know that there was such a person? How did he send him a letter? I don't know. So he sent him a long letter with 24 shailas, and then he prints all the tshuvas that the Tosfos Rid gave. So the Tosfos Rid said that this is utterly ridiculous. That the Labailo? No, it's only Lataris, Mikana Labo. Doesn't affect Labailo. So the Erzurah writes, first the Tosfos Rid says, with humility, I don't know why you're asking me the shailas. You're a Talmid Chacham, you can decide on your own. You don't need me. Well, no, yes, for my opinion, so I'll give you my opinion. So each shaila he answers, then when it comes to the shaila, he says he thinks that this is utterly ridiculous. Never heard of such a thing. That Bar Rosh HaMerubah b'mayim shuvim is a miscellaneous tumah, and it does not do the mafreya b'negeya to lebailo. So then the Or Zeruah writes, even though I sent the shaila to the Tosfos Rid, and I was interested in accepting his opinion, but I can't accept it because my rabbeim hold l'chumer. So what did he ask him in the first place? I don't know. So that's the opinion that the Ramah quotes in Yeridah, the last Ramah, Hilchas Tefillah. He quotes that a woman who went to the mikveh should not take a shower. The Zeruah quotes those who distinguish between a shower and a bath. If you take a bath, it's only a tumah mikana labo, because the Ma'aseh Shehayah in the days of the Tanaim was that they used to take a shower afterwards. So if the woman takes a shower on the same day, so this undoes la mafreya the whole tefillah in the mikveh. Wow. The Ramah says you should be machmeh for that. So some claim that this chumra only applies if the woman is going to take a shower in the same building where she was tovel in the mikveh. Because that's the Ma'aseh Shehayah in the days of the Tanaim. That they used to go to mikveh and then right away they used to take a shower. But if the woman goes to the mikveh in one location, then she goes home, she takes a shower. So there are those rabbis who say that that's not included in the gzeirah. Moshe Feinstein, his sefer, thinks that that's a joke. He thinks, what do you mean? Calls man that she didn't have Har Shemesh yet. After she had Har Shemesh, yeah, but Har Shemesh is going to be almost 24 hours later. She goes to the mikveh at 10 o'clock at night. Har Shemesh is going to be tomorrow at the Tzeisar Kochav. So Rav Moshe thinks that it should be up until Har Shemesh. That's the Chumar Lachatchil. To take a bath is okay, but a shower is a problem. See, the shayla is this Rabbeinu Hananel that places quotes on the bottom of Samach Vav on the base. that if you have a row, if you have a mixture of Mayim Shuvim and Mayim Ksherim, you have 40 saw Mayim Ksherim and 100 saw Mayim Shuvim. So Rabbeinu Chananel says he can't be Tovel there. So we assume that that's not correct. So in Shulchan Aruch, he can be Mar, but once you have 40 saw, if you don't, if you have a mikvah chasera, you don't yet have 40 saw, then if Gimalugim Mayim Shuvim fall in, then the whole mikvah is puzzled and there's no way to rectify it. You have to empty out all the water and start all over again from scratch. So that's only a din with the Rabban. That din of Gimalugim Mayim Shuvim pasal a mikvah chasera, and you have to start all over again from scratch, that's beferish, that's with the Rabbanan, and therefore there were various kulas. Safik Shuvim is lahakam. Safik Shuvim is lahakam. Real shuvim, well, let's say the whole mikveh is consisting of Mayim Shuvim. So real shuvim, Tosis and Bava Kama and Tosis and Bava Basa has a big machlokes, but it's a din deraisa or a din derabbanan rubo shuv, kulo shuv, rubo shuv. That's a big machlokes harishayim, whether that's deraisa derabbanan. What's an afkamina halacha lemaisa? What is deraisa derabbanan? Afkamina is sofek. The Mishnah says that because gimel lugam Mayim Shuvim is only derabbanan, so we're very makel. Any sofek shuvim or any svek shuvim. Even if it's a sveik sveik aluchumra, even if it's a sveik sveik kereger achazoka, the person has a cheskas tuma. And I'm not sure whether the person was tovel in a kosher and mikvah or not. So you can't say sveik adarabbanan lukula kereger achazoka. That's a shach and a thousand year a day. You never say sveik adarabbanan lukula kereger achazoka. But here, shuvim is more kal than other dinim derabbanan. So even say sveik shuvim lahakel, even if a case of a sveik sveik alahachmir, because shuvim is a special din. Very much lawful. Very much. So that's the shahada. Does that even apply if you have a sofik shuvim? Maybe the whole mikveh is mayim shuvim. I'm not sure about the whole mikveh. So that's the machlekes, the ri and the rabbein etam. How do you pass them? Whether kulo shov, rubo shov, is the rice of the rabban. Yeah. So over here, let's say you have a mikveh with 40 saw, and you marbo all of harbe mayim shuvim. How can Rabbein Chananel say it can't be teufel? It doesn't make any sense. How can it be can't be teufel? But if I have a mikveh over there that has 40 saw, and have it's connect, and I'm tovel in a mikveh that doesn't have 40 saw, but it's connected to a mikveh that does have 40 saw, or I'm tovel in a mikveh that's all mayim shuvim and it's connected to a mikveh that's mayim shuvim, so that's acceptable. So why don't you say over here, I was tovel in a mikveh that I know it has 40 saw, and it has 100 saw of mayim shuvim, so why is there a problem? So we said that Rabbi Hanan obviously thinks like that side in the. In the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, that the Shach quotes that Hashoket doesn't cancel the status of Shuvim from the water. Hashoket cancels Tumah. If water is Tumah, we mentioned yesterday the four things in the whole world that are Mekabel Tumah, Adam, Mekelem, Ochel, Mamashkim. So Adam, Mekelem have Tarab and Mikveh, and Ochel, Mamashkim don't have Tarab and Mikveh, except for Mayim. And Rashi always says, Mayim have Tarab and Mikveh. It's not really a din of Tfilub and Mikveh. There's no Tfilub and Mikveh for water. It's a din of Zareah Mayim al Pnei Chutzis, the Tanakh. The verb bezriya applies to water also. If the water is connected to another body of water that's on the ground, so that's called zriya. So zriya is metayim. So if you do hashoka on water that's tame, removes the tumah. If you do hashoka on water that's mayim shuvim, so that's the sofik in the Rabbeinu Yeruchim, does it remove the status of shuvim? So, but what does Rabbeinu Chananel mean over here? What do you mean? You can't. Why can't you be tovel in the mikveh? Because it has rov shuvim. But it was already a kosher at mikveh, so why not consider it connected? All of this, if it would have had a full mikveh, that's all shuvim, connected to a mikveh that's kosher, that would have been good. So what does it bother me if it's all mixed in together? Unless the Rabbeinu Chananel perhaps means like this. I have a kosher mikveh, I have 40 saw, and all the mayim shuvim is all connected, very much connected to the mayim shem. Mamash in the same eshbarim. It's in the same cavity in the ground, the same crack in the ground. Maybe he means that Rashi's chumra, that I was tovel in the mikveh, so that's fine, the tefillah is matar me. But then the second after the tefillah is matar, so I'm bar rosh v'ruba b'mayim shuvim. So it undoes the tefillah, my friend. It undoes the tefillah, my friend. So that's a question. So we are machmeh for that. The Ramah in the end of Hilchas, the last Ramah in Hilchas Mikvos, what is it, Simer Reish, I think. The last Ramah in Hilchas Mikvos quotes this from the Tosis Rid, the Ozarua. He quotes the Ozarua lahachmeh, that if the woman is going to take a shower afterwards, so it'll undo the tefillah in the mikveh. If she takes a shower the same day, undo the tefillah in the mikveh. and should be asur labayla. So how do we ever go to mikveh? We always go into a mikveh maim shuvim, which is connected to maim ksherim. So we should say this. So it's kosher and tefillah with tovel in the mikveh, and then the second after with tovel in the mikveh, it's borah shavurubah b'maim shuvim. Should pasal the tefillah l'mafreya. The answer is that the maim shuvim he did hashaka on it, so the hashaka is machsherit. Yeah, but that the shak quoted the Rabbeinu Ruchem is not sure. We mentioned yesterday the Avnei Nezer thinks that you should be machmer on that. So you mean that's only a suffix? That's only a suffix. We don't have all the chumers together. From one chumer, we're machmer for the Rabbeinu Ruchem that maybe Maim Shuvim retains its status of Maim Shuvim. Hashaka doesn't remove the status. So you can only be toivel in the mikveh, in the bor hatfilo, when the plug is out. Once you put the plug back in place, so that's no longer connected to the mikveh ksheris, so you cannot be toivel. So the choshesh for that Rabbeinu Ruchem. That's the shak quoted a suffix. Avnei Nezer says you should be choshesh. And the choshesh for this or zaruah, that after a woman was toivel in the mikveh, then she's bor rosh v'rubah maim shuvim, and then does the field. But we're not choshesh for the combination together. That's Rashi and the Rabbeinu Hanan hold like that. That's what they say. If you toivel in the mikveh that has mem saw maim ksherim, then when you the second after you toivel, so the maim shuvim undoes the tefillah. So that we don't hold like that. That's b'feirush in Shulchan Aruch. We don't. We're not choshesh for this. The combination of the two chumis together. We're not choshesh. Obviously. Okay. Yesterday we were talking a lot about the chatzitza, the beis astorim. So the Gemara says you don't need bias mayim, but you need royal bias mayim. That's the lashon of the Gemara in Samach Vavim and Beis. About the 8 lines from the top in the Gemara, the heat bias mayim labina, mokam royal bias mayim bina. Chatzitza pasels, but you don't need bias mayim. So we assume halacha ma'isa. You don't have to open your mouth, and you don't have to open your eyes, and you don't have to jump up with your feet from the floor. The Rasha Mishnayis Mikvah quotes such a practice that the women would jump in the mikveh. The bottom of the feet is considered beis astor. That's Mishnayis in the Goyim. That there's no din of negatzaras if the negas be beis astor. And the Gemara learns that. What's the definition of beis astor for tvila in a mikveh? That you don't need the bias mayim and the beis astor. The Gemara learns it out from what's the definition of beis astor in the get in the Goyim. That's the last 4 lines on Samach Zayin and Amud Aleph. The Gemara quoted the Mishnah in the Goyim. So that's why the Rasha Mishnayis writes that practice is ridiculous, that the women jump in the mikveh. And the Mishnah says in Mikvahs that the Mishnah says in the Goyim that the bottom of the feet are considered beis astor and there's no tumas in the Goyim. So the bottom of the feet don't need bias mayim. You shouldn't have any chatzitz over there. Tosis writes not so. Tosis here, Samach Zayin and Aleph, Dima Maskal Paschai Neho. So on the 4th line, Tosis writes, L'chol HaPirushim, however you slice it, however you lump shot in the Gemara, Tzorak L'lamdo, you have to teach the women that when they go to mikveh, L'vtech Pia, the women have to open their mouth when they go to the mikveh. She Heiroi L'bias Mayim, Kinamin Aliyah. So we don't accept that opinion. That's what the Rush says, is not accepted. We don't require that the women should jump up in the mikveh. They should open their eyes and they should open their mouth. That's where Moshe said that's worse than, it's worse than chatzitza. Chatzitza in the Beis Astorim, chatzitza is a minor problem. So chatzitza is a problem Beis Astorim, but a lack of bias mayim is worse than chatzitza. So, but you don't need bias mayim in the Beis Astorim. So that line in Tosis is not accepted. Halacha l'maaseh. So we follow the Rasha Mishnayis Mikvos, that you don't have to open your mouth. There is a Gemara in Bava Kamma in the end of Perek Merubah. The Gemara lists off the 10 takanas that Ezra HaSofer instituted, the beginning of the Bayi Sheni. So the Tosfos here, Samach Vav Amud Beis, Dima Maskalim Samach L'Chafifa Tovva. That big fat Tosfos quotes that Gemara Merubah, Perek Merubah, Bava Kamma Daf Pei Beis, Esa takanas de Ezra. One of the takanas was Tehi Isha Chofefes V'Tovelas. A woman should do Chafifa before she's Tovel in the Mikvah. So the Gemara says, what do you need a takana Ezra? Isn't that a din d'araisa? That there is a din of chatzitza on hair. And the Gemara quotes the drasha, Barachetz es kol b'sara b'mayim es hatafel b'sara. And that's our top of the Psar refers to the hair. So the Gemara, and we have a din Shnayim Chotzitza, the Shalom Shehir, the bottom line on Samach Zainam and Aleph, and the Gemara going over to the top line on Samach Zainam and Beis. If two hairs are tied together, then if one hair is tied against itself, that's a Chatzitza. If three hairs tied together, it's going to be loose, so it's not going to be a Chatzitza. If two are tied together, any Adair, he's not sure. So the Gemara quotes this din. And Baba Kama Dachtei Beis, so we know there's a din of Chatzitza. We know there's a din that the Seir requires tefillah. We know there is a din of Chatzitza on the Seir. So what did Ezra discover in America? Well, what did Ezra make a takona that you need Chafifa? So the Gemara says, no, min HaTorah, there is a din of Chatzitza on the body and on the hair. And min HaTorah, you can be ma'ayin, but you want to be almost sufficient. Let the woman look at all of her body, let the Lord in a mirror. Let the mikveh lady look at her hair and her body. The woman will look at her own hair and her own body, and she'll see that she has no chatzitzas. And the Rabbanan Ezra made a takana that that's not sufficient. That's what Tosis quotes. If you look in the middle of this Tosis on Samach Vav Lamebeis, Diva Maschel Im Samach Lachafifa, so it says Bava Kamadav Pei Beis in parentheses. So the next line, the Gemara answers, Mishani. The Gemara asks, what do you need takana Ezra? Isn't it a din deraisa? Uparech midderaisa. Mishani. The Gemara answers, midderaisa iyune. You just have to look at your body, look at there, Dilma Mikter, maybe the hairs got tied up. But also Ihu came along Ezra and he made a takona chafifa. So Tosis quotes Rabbi Natam from the fact that the Gemara there in Bava Kama Daf Pei Beis is only working on hair. The Gemara says, what did Ezra have to make a takona of chafifa? Isn't it a din there? I said, there's a din of chatzitz on the hair. The Gemara says, yeah, minator yidu iune, to check the hair to see that Dilma Mikta, maybe some of the hairs got tied up. Maybe there's a chatzitz on the hair. And the Rabbanan, Ezra insisted that that's not enough to rely on the unit, you have to have dafke chafifa. So it would appear, that's what Rabbi Natan claims, it would appear from the Gemara that chafifa is only required, that's what they said, Shum pirish Rabbi Natan, chafifa lo shaykh ala barosh, only amokam seir. You only need chafifa, that's what it sounds like in Baba Kama Daf Pei. You only need chafifa where there's a mokum seir. So either on the head or on the armpits or the mokum eva ha erva, that's the only place that you need chafifa. The rest of the body does not need of chafifa. Then Tosis continues to say, Avo b'machzah Rabbein Shemari, machzah vitri, he quotes Mefarash b'shem Rashi, the b'chol aguf shay chafifa, and he proves it from the Gemara. That's a machlokes where the chafifa is only on the mokum aseir. Chafifa, the Gemara says, here the top line on Daf Samach Vav on the base in the Gemara. Lotochuf, Isha Lotochuf, when the woman is doing Chafifa to fulfill Takanas Ezra, so it says she shouldn't use any detergents because it's going to Dilma Miktif. It may cause a Chatzitza. And the Gemara says, Isha Lotochuf ala Bechamen, Avalai Bitzani, she should use warm water. Afila Bechamen Chama. She should use warm water, hot water, she shouldn't use cold water. So the Rabbi Natam claims that the whole need for chafifa is only on the Rosh and Makom Seir. And the Mach Tosis quotes the Mach Zavitri, disagrees and says it's on the whole body. On the whole body you need. Then Tosis quotes a Gemara later that on the bottom of Samach Zayin on the base, the last two lines. There was a couple, they had a disagreement about something, so the wife was going to teach her husband, she's going to pressure her husband into agreeing with her position. She's not going to go to mikveh unless he gives in to her for whatever it was. So she wasn't going to go to the mikveh. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak on the last line on Dav Samach Zayin on the base. Also Rav Nachman Yitzchak the Fiyusa. So the local said, I guess the husband went to the rabbi, he complains that his wife doesn't want to go to mikveh. So the rabbi came home in the middle of the night to calm the wife down, and she should go to mikveh, and her husband's going to behave, and whatever. And he tells her, look, if you need some hot water, do the chasarta on the top of Samachesa and Manalev on the second line. He says, I have a big dud, I have a big container full of a dud shemesh, whatever. He has a big container full of hot water, and if you need hot water to do it, she didn't prepare herself to go to mikveh because she was angry at her husband. So he said, the rabbi made shalom bayis, so he says, do the chasarta, abdi chasarta. If you need someone to carry your things to the mikveh, if you need someone to carry the water, I'll give you all the water you need. So if the Rabbi Natam is right that you only need chafifa on the makom seir, so what do you need such a big tank of water for? She didn't have a little kettle to cook up a little water. how much water do you need already to wash your hair around? So wouldn't it appear you have to take a shower, you have to take a bath and wash the whole body? That's what it would appear from this Gemara. So Rabbi Natan says no. That's the machlokes in this Tosfos on Samach Vav Amud Beis. What was it? How much is included in Takanas Ezra? Rabbi Natan says only the Rosh and the Mokum Seyor and the Machzav Vitri by Rabbi Nishmaria Meforesh B'Shem Rashi. Machzav Vitri always quotes from Rashi that you need chafifa and kol aguf. And the chafifa is for the purpose of making sure, and not just to rely on a yune, to really make sure that to, in case there is a chatzitza, to wash it off. When exactly do you do the chafifa? So let's say the woman becomes a nid on Sunday and she's not going to go to mikveh until Motzei Shabbos or next Wednesday night, whatever it's going to be. So she tells us she should do chafifa a week in advance. No, of course not. She should do chafifa a week in advance. She probably will develop a chatzitza if you're going to wait so long. So how soon before the tefillah and the mikveh are you supposed to do the chafifa? So the Gemara has a machlokes amaroyim. Does it make more sense to do the chafifa samach l'tefillah? She can't be toivel till the night. If she's a nida, so the tefillah has to be after the 7 days of rapid. If she's a zavim and atar, she's able to be toivel mitzayim kekuloi. That's Rab Shimon, the Tana. Rab Shimon's drasha in the middle of samach zayin on the base. Acha titar, acha maisa titar. That you say mitzayim kekuloi, so she can really be toivel in the morning of the seventh day. Avolam hachachamim osalasas kein sham tabra day sofik shematira v'tista. What does it mean? Osalasas kein. So Tosfos interprets that's the accepted pshat. Osalasas kein. Not only it's also to have tashmish later in the afternoon. It's also to be tevil in the morning of the sixth day. The Balamor learns osalasas kein just means it's also to have tashmish, and that's the pshat that Tosfos rejects. Merely is a yesh litchas the diolam koy al tashmish. Tosfos rejects that pshat. The Tosfos of lomar chachamim on samach zayinam and base. So we assume that it's osalasas kein. It's also to be toivel in the morning, based on mikzayim kekulos. Whether the woman is a nida or a zava, she's going to be toivel at night. So should I say the chafifa should be mamish samach l'tvila? When she plans to go to the mikveh, she plans to go to the mikveh at 10:30 at night. So let her do the chafifa at 10 o'clock at night. Or should I say no? Mitach shemuhum alabesa. She's desirous of being with her husband soon. So she's gonna do a rush job. If you tell her she should do the chafifa immediately, it makes most sense to do the chafifa right before you do the tefillah to make sure that no chatzitza will develop in between. But on the other hand, there's an opposite consideration. So since she's rushing to go home to her husband, so she may just do a superficial chafifa 1, 2, 3, which won't be sufficient, and she'll really be toivel with her chatzitza. So the Gemara has a machlokes amaroyim, which is better. Should you dafke have chafifa mabod yom when the woman is not allowed to go to mikveh? So she has all the time in the world. She's not rushed at all. She knows that she can't go to the mikveh. But if you're going to have chafifa by yom, a chatzitza may develop. Or should I insist that it's preferable to have chafifa balayla mamish samach l'tvilo? So it'll be more beneficial in protecting us from chatzitzas, but it may pose a problem. So she may not do a good job. So the Gemara says, it's a question how we pass this. The Gemara said there's a compromise. This is right before the Mishnah of Samaches Samed Aleph. The Gemara says, Vehilchasa, by the small letter Aleph, 4 lines before the Mishnah of Samaches Samed Aleph. Vehilchasa, Isha Chafef is Bayom, Vetavel is Balayla. Vehilchasa, we also pass, Isha Lotochafela Balayla. She should do the Chafifa Balayla. The Gemara says, Kasha Hilchasa, Hilchasa. It's a steer. Mamish, they contradict each other. On the one hand, you say you should dafka do the chafifa by yom, where there's no concern of mitachshu mahum lebeisa, that she's going to do a bad job. She can't go to the mikveh by yom. On the other hand, you say no, hilchasa latocha fella balayla, she should only do the chafifa balayla. Mamish samach to the tefila, so there won't be a concern of a chatzitza. So the Gemara says, loy kasha, the terrace of the contradiction is, hodi efshe, hodi loy efshe. So here's a big machlekes Rashi and the Shiltas, which direction? What was the answer? What was the answer? It's very unclear. So how does Rashi say? Oh, the epsha lochuf bayom, chotef is bayom. If the day is a weekday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, the day is a weekday, it's not Shabbos, it's not Yontov, so it's preferable, Rashi paskins, Rashi learns in the Gemara's Maskon, it's preferable to do the chafifa bayom. Oh, the loy epsha, she's being toivel amatzoi Shabbos, amatzoi Yontov, so she cannot do a chafifa mibod yom. So then we say we have nombrera l'tocha fella balayla. Then we have to do the chafifa balayla. That's how Rashi reads the Gemara. Whenever it's efsher, so it's preferable to do the chafifa bayom. Tosfos quotes the Shiltas. Yeah. This long taste is Kachomer Mishmei de Rabbi Yechanan. So halfway down in this long taste, it says B'shiltus de Rabbi Chai Parsha Sachar Mois Simen Tzadik Vav in brackets. It says Simen Tzadik Vav in brackets. So they say the Shiltus learns the Gemara's Maskana just the reverse from Rashi. If she's being tovel at night and the night is a yom chol, it's not Shabbos a yom tov. So let her be, let her do the chafif immediately prior to the tefillah in the mikveh. She's being toveles, and if she's being toveles, belel Shabbos or belel yom tov, so you cannot do the chafif immediately prior to the tefillah in the mikveh. You have no choice, and then you do the chafif in the yom. But that's only B'diyel. So this is a fundamental machlek. It's Rashi on the one hand. Rashi says it's preferable to do the chafif in Bod Yom. And the Shultas reads the Gemara's Maskan, it's preferable to do the chafif of Bod Yom. How did Rashi know to say his pshat? So there's an interesting comment in the Tziv has. It says a little in Rishonim. That's the Rishonim. Don't play it up so much. He says, what do you do? This is a shas topic. You have to check through all the shas. What do you do when you have here? You have a steer between two sources. By the tiny letter Aleph, four lines before the Mishnah, Samaches Manal. The Gemara first says, V'hilchas isha chafefes bayam taveles balayla. You do the chafifa bayam. V'hilchas isha la tochatala balayla. You should do chafifa balayla. So the first source is A, the second source is B. The Gemara says, like kasha hilchasa, hilchasa stira. The Gemara says, like kasha od efsha, od lefsha. When the Gemara gives the answer, is that necessarily in the correct order? Or the Efsher corresponds to A, or the Efsher corresponds to B? Well, no, not necessarily so. So Rashi apparently thinks that it goes in order. Or the Efsher is the first source, the first member. Hilchas Isha Chafevis Bayam Tavelis Balaila, that's Echad the Efsher. Or the Efsher, case B, is Psak B. Case B corresponds to Psak, or the Efsher. You have a few other mesichtas like that. The one place which is really crucial is in Shabbos Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. The Gemara quotes three brises that each one contradicts the other one regarding a shofar and a chatzoitzra. A shofar is twisted. So a shofar used to blow sounds. It's a musical instrument, but it's not. It's not called malach taliyasa. It's a klisha malach taliyasa. If you want, you can use the shofar to contain water. You can draw some water from a well, and then it's going to hold something because it's twisted. But if you have a chatzaitzra, the only thing you can use the chatzaitzra for is to make sounds, and you can't use it to hold water because the chatzaitzra is straight. It's not twisted at all. So the chatzaitzra is called malach taliyasa. The yisir is only an yisir derabbanan, mashmiya kol, but it's still malach taliyasa. Like a pen and a pencil is a klisha. A hammer is a klisha malach taliyasa. So if you have, so the Rabbeinu Tam claims, the Rabbeinu Tam is quoted by the Tesis in Perikiran, the third Perik of Masechet Shabbos. Rabbeinu Tam claims that if you have a kli, shekol malach taliyasa, that's going to be mukta mamish. So the Gemara has a three-way stira between three brises. One brise says that the shofar and the chatzetza are both mukta. And one brise says they're both klisha malach taliyasa, neither is mukta. One brisa distinguishes that the shofar is a klisha malach taliyaser, and the chatzaitzer is muktzah. Because the chatzaitzer is called malach taliyaser, it's muktzah, and the shofar is rov malach taliyaser, niyot malach taliyaser, you'll sometimes use it to hold water, to draw water. So the Gemara says it's a three-way stira. What's the din? It's a contradiction. The Gemara says, loy kasha. One is Reb Shimon, one is Reb Yudin, one is Reb Nechemiah. So there's a big machlek zarishen in which brisa is which. So the Rabbi Natam has a surprising shot there. He claims that Rav Nechemiah, if you learn Masechet Shabbos, we always assume Rav Nechemiah is the biggest machmir of all in Hilchas Muktzah. Rav Nechemiah says you're not allowed to take a bread knife, let's say have a carton of wine, or someone delivered a cake on Erev Shabbos and it has a big cord tied around it. I want to take a challah knife and cut the cord. So it's a klisha malach delaheter. What's the problem? Challah knife. It's a klisha malach delaheter. You want to cut the cord. There's no malach involved. What's the problem? It's a heter gomer. So Reb Nechemiah says you're not allowed to. Afilu talis, afilu tarvud, ene nita tzorach malach tam yuchad lo. So it sounds like Reb Nechemiah is the biggest machmer of all. Even a klisha malach delaheter, you're not allowed to handle it for any irregular purpose. So because Rabbi Natam has this bug in his head, he's assuming like this, that the three brises were answered, Harab Shimon, Harab Yudah, Harab Nehemiah, he assumes that answer A corresponds to the brisa A, answer B corresponds to brisa B, and answer C corresponds to brisa C, like over here, has to go in order. Well, the Efsha, other Efsha, Efsha goes on A, and La Efsha goes on B. The Gemara gives the answers in order. So that's what Rabbi Natan came up with, a whole fantastic sheet that Rabbi Nechem is the biggest Mekel, not the biggest Machmir. And the way the Rabbi Natan understands, a Klisha Kol Malach Tavis, even Rabbi Shimon will agree that it's Moktzah. So that's an Intziv in the Mirai Mesoda points out. It's similar to the topic over here. Similar, totally unrelated, but it's similar in the sense that it's a Machlek to the Rishonim. If you have two sources which contradict each other, the Gemara gives an resolution to the contradiction. Do you assume that the A goes on A and B goes on B? Oh no, they're not medayik in which direction they're giving the answer. So this is a shayla halacha l'maisa. So what should a woman do? Should a woman do like Rashi, preferable to do the chafifa b'bo yom? Or is it preferable to do the chafifa b'alayla? So Tosfos says, apparently the women had all the time in the world over here. So Tosfos says the women did the chafifa m'bo yom for an hour. They did chafifa a half an hour before the shkia. Then they're doing chafifa, they continue to do for an hour chafifa. The women just sat around until the thumbs all day long. She's doing chafifa, she begins in the daytime, she continues at night. And you yoytze yidei kol hashivtas. According to Rashi, you had chafifa by yom. And according to the shiltas, you had the chafifa by light. Okay. Shaila is not everybody has an hour to, the mikvah lady is not going to give you an hour to sit in the room and do chafifa for an hour. So that's what the Balei HaTos is, that's the way they resolve the issue. Miu the minig anashim shalach shav shishoyas b'mercha tzara layla muta lochot b'yoyim af lefi ha-shiltes v'inu osu ela lochot b'mbog yom v'lo tzis men ha-mercha tzkanala av shishoyas l'shom ala layla chafif ha-richtehi שכל שור סקס בחפיף אז גופו בסיירו וטובו על הברוכה this is כל המחמה טובו על הברוכה because you חושש for both Rashi and the Shultas the two Shittas over here when you're supposed to do the when you're supposed to do the Chafif the Gemara has a Machlekes Tatanoim the bottom Tosis on Samachesim and Aleph Tosis refers you to look in Shabbos Kuf Yud Aleph. Shabbos Kuf Yud Aleph, the Gemara has a machlekes satanayim, whether we say Tfilah Bizman a mitzvah or Tfilah Bizman a lav mitzvah. What's the shaila? Tfilah Bizman a mitzvah means when a person is tamei, he or she has an obligation to go to mikveh the earliest available opportunity. It's a mitzvah to go to mikveh the earliest available opportunity. And Tfilah Bizman a lav mitzvah, al pi pashtus means Rashi writes there on Shabbos, Tefillah b'zman alav mitzvah means that when it says Nechumish Barocha, it says Psar b'mayim, it does mean you have to go to mikveh. It means if you go to mikveh, you'll become tahor. You're not mechuyev. There's no mitzvah to go to mikveh. No one's ever mechuyev to go to mikveh. That's the poshav shah. Tefillah b'zman alav mitzvah means this is one of the tayak mitzvahs out there. A person who's tamei has to go to mikveh the first available opportunity. Tefillah b'zman alav mitzvah does not only mean that it's not a mitzvah b'zman, it's not a mitzvah b'chlal, Rashi learns. One could have interpreted perhaps differently from Rashi. One could have said that everybody agrees that it's a mitzvah to go to mikveh. It's just a machlokes whether bizmana is it really a mitzvah to go the earliest available opportunity, or do you have a right to wait a couple of years? Yeah, but we usually assume like Rashi over here. So in the days of the Gaonim, there was a machlokes which opinion is the accepted opinion, where tefillah bizmana mitzvah, tefillah bizmana la mitzvah. Days of the Gaonim, the Balamor writes in his Hasokas on the Balei HaNefesh, he claims that in the Tkufas HaGaonim, the majority opinion was that Tfilah B'zmanah is mitzvah. But by the time he got to the days of the Rishonim, there's a Tosfos in the first Perek in Yuma about this, on Amud Aleph. So the Tosfos says that, the Rabbi Natan has a machlokes with his brother-in-law, Rabbi Shimshon. So the Rabbi Natan says, we pass in Tfilah B'zmanah la mitzvah. And they prove it, v'haraya, that single girls don't go to mikveh. If you say tefillah b'zman mitzvah, anyone, a boy who became a bal carrier, a girl becomes a nidus, everyone has to go to mikveh right away. We don't do that. Only married women go to mikveh to be mutal labayla. If you hold tefillah b'zman mitzvah, everyone should have to go to mikveh all the time. So that's an indication of tefillah b'zman mitzvah. So now, Tosfos, that's what we assume, tefillah b'zman mitzvah. Now the end of this Tosis is Hodi Efshir, the bottom of Tosis on Samaches and Aleph. So Tosis quotes the sugi and Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. There is a din on Yom Kippur. One of the Chamish Einoyim is Rechitza. One is not allowed to do Rechitza, but it's only also Rechitza Shal Taina. If the person, the Gemara says Misheish Lachatot and Berosho, let's say a person has some kind of a medical condition, and it's required medically that he should wash off with oil or with water, whatever. So that's, if it's L'shem Refuah, it's a Shaila Refuah. When is Refuah? Mutar on Shabbos, Yontem, when is it Asa? But if you can solve the issue of Refuah, then there's no issue of Rechitze, because it's not called Rechitze Shal Tainik over there. So that's Mutar. So the Gemara seems to say that if a person is Toivel in a Mikvah, L'shem Tahara, that's also, since the Tvila is Mitzurav L'davar Acha, it doesn't have to be Mitzurav Davke to Refuah. Even if a person is tummy and he's toivel in the mikveh to remove the tumah, so that's already not called rechitza shaltayim. This is there quotes one girsa that it's only if you hold tefila bizman mitzvah, so then you hold that it's not called rechitza shaltayim. But if you don't hold tefila bizman mitzvah, then it will be called rechitza shaltayim. And Tosis prefers the other girsa. They think that that's not correct. That even if one were to hold that Tfilah Bizman Alam Mitzvah, that's how we pass it. Tfilah Bizman Alam Mitzvah, the single people don't go to Mikveh. Even if you hold Tfilah Bizman Alam Mitzvah, still, since the Tfilah is Metaher, so that's not called Rechitza Shal Tainim. The Tfilah is Mitzurif to the Tahar. So the Gemara says then, Iker Adin, it's Mutah for a Tommy to go to Mikveh on Yom Kippur, and it's Mutah for a Tommy to go to Mikveh on Leil Tisha B'Av, on Tisha B'Av, because it's not called Rechitza Shal Tainim. And therefore it's mutter. And then there's Gemara and Tainis, that one Tainis says, Rav Chanina, Zgan HaKoenim, was in the days of the second Beis HaMikdash, apparently he survived the Churban HaBayis. He says that it's not right. Kedaihu Beis HaLakeinu La'abed Ola Tfilah Achaz Bashona. He says, Yom Kippur, you're allowed to do Tfilah and a Mikveh to remove the tumah, that's not called Rechitza Shel Tainis. The same is true on Tisha B'Av, also Mikra Adin, it's mutter. But he says, it's not right that a person is tummy should go to mikveh on Tisha B'Av. We shouldn't go to mikveh. So Tosis says, what's halacha l'maisa? How do we pass against Rav Chanina ben Antik? Rav Chanina is gana kohenim against all the tanoim. So Tosis quotes Yerushalmi, says that we pass like Rav Chanina is gana kohenim. We should be machma like that the women, people should not go to mikveh on Tisha B'Av. Even though Yom Kippur, it's mutter. Tisha B'Av shouldn't go. Then Tosis says, the Od Yesh Lefarish, the last three lines in Tosis, they add on, they want to add on another point. That the only time there was a room for debate was Bizman HaTanoim V'Amaroim, that they were Nizr, Bizman HaTanoim, and Eretz Od, they were Nizr on Tumah V'Tara. So you had people going to mikveh who were not married. A single girl had to go to mikveh, she doesn't want to be a Nida or a Zava. She'll, any clothing she'll wear, any table that she'll touch, any bed that she'll sit on, any chair, any food, any plate, anything she's going to touch, is going to become tummy. So everybody was going to mikveh in the days of the Tanoim and Eretz. Everybody was going to mikveh in order to have tumah v'tara. Bizman is that we don't have any trumas, we don't have any kochim, we don't have any tumah v'tara. So the only people who are going to mikveh are the married women for labailo. So that's what Tosis says, and since the whole purpose of going to mikveh today is labailo, so you shouldn't allow, we don't allow single girls to go to mikveh bizman hazeh, because allowing them to go to mikveh will just cause them to sin, and lead them to sin. And on Tisha B'Av and on Yom Kippur, it's also b'tash misham mikveh, so that's why we don't allow them to go to mikveh. We only allow people to go to mikveh bizman hazeh if the woman will be, if the woman will be Mataris Labaila, but if the woman will be Asura, either she's a single girl, Tosis doesn't talk about single, that's the Rivosh. But it's based on this Tosis. Tosis says the last three lines, well, Yesh Lefarish. First they say we pass like Rab Chanina's Gana Kohenim, because that's what it says in Yerushalmi, that we pass like Rab Chanina's Gana Kohenim. The Bavli quotes Rab Chanina's Gana Kohenim, but it doesn't say we pass like it. He's the minority opinion. But Yerushalmi says we should pass like, my Lord, Yerushalmi, that Oire Rab Levi, Rab Levi paskens like Rab Chanina's Gana Kohenim. That Kedai Beis Alokein Allah B'Rol of Tfilach as Bashana, that's on Tisha B'Av. Then they say, Yod Yesh Lefar is not only Tisha B'Av, the women shouldn't go to mikveh. Even Yom Kippur also, they shouldn't go to mikveh. Why? So that's what Tosis says, that Bizman HaTanoim Shohayim Asukim B'Taris V'Tzichim on Tisha B'Av and on Yom Kippur L'Sasik B'Taris. So that's called Rechitza Shein HaShaltayim, to go to mikveh to remove the tumah. Babis man is that the whole purpose, the whole tachlis of people going to mikveh is to be mutar lebailo. But if it's Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur, it's not going to be mutar lebailo, so we wouldn't permit it. So there's an interesting tshuva in the Maharam Shik in Chelik Yerideya. Apparently, Rabbi Shlomo Broya, who was the father of Rabbi Yosef Broya, who founded the Broya's community over here, was a Talmud of Maharam Shik. So when he was engaged to get married, he was learning Hilchas Nida. So it occurred to him, Ashayla, what's the din if the woman wants to go to mikveh at the end of all the Shiva Nikim and the husband is in the middle of Shiva? Husband in the middle of Shiva, so she's not Muteres Levaila. But it's not that she's in the middle of Shiva. The husband's in the middle of Shiva. But she's only married to her husband. She only has one husband. So he wasn't sure what the din was. So it's an interesting Shayla. So that's what he asked the... That's what he asked the Shaila of the Maharam Sheikh. I don't remember the answer that he gives, but it's an interesting Shaila. He wishes a mazel tov on his recent engagement to get married. So this is an important tosis. Every tosis is important. This is a famous tosis. We learned the Gemara already, we discussed already some Azayin on the base, that a Nida and a Yoledes, we don't apply Mikzus and Kekuva. So the Yoledes cannot go to Mikveh till, you have to wait at least till the night following the 7 days for a baby boy or the 14 days for a baby girl. She can't go to Mikveh the morning of the 7th or the morning of the 14th. There's nothing to say Mikzus and Kekuva about. There are no Kiyumim, there are no Nehugim, there's nothing there. The Zava min HaTorah, you can say Mitzvah and Kekula, but in the Rabbanan, Avalom HaChacham Asal Asas Kein, Shema Teshamish V'Shema Terevetis. So we accept Taisa B'Shak, Asal Asas Kein, it's also to be Tevel and Amin.
According to Rabbi Yossi, there's only saying Kekula, the Zava, and if you learn that Rabbi Yossi doesn't need a deal, they split.
Yeah, he holds that it's not Mitami L'Mafreya. So according to him, there's nothing can go wrong. According to Rabbi Yossi, you should be allowed to be Tevel in the morning. But we don't, since we don't pass like Rabbi Yossi, we pass like Chachamim. If she'll have a Riyah late in the afternoon, it'll be Soysa L'Mafreya. It'll be Soysa L'Mafreya, so...
According to Islam,
the same would say. Yeah. The Rosh has a famous kasha. We were discussing, a while ago, we were discussing the Gemara, on the last line, Allah and Gimel Malal, for the Poleta Shiva Zera is a Riya or it's a Tumas Magal. The Mayan Afkamina is it Soyser. Gemara says it's not going to be Soyser. Kol Shiva, the only self it gives, is it Soyser Yamecha. So it's an Ibayat Leib Sheet in Gemara, so we go to Chumar. So the Rosh asked the Kasha on this Gemara. Gemara says here, Reb Shimon learns off in the Pasuk that you say Mixus Ayam Kekula. So Mikra, then the woman could go to Mikveh the morning of the 7th day. Why Shema Tishamesh? Shema Tirvetista. She may have Tashmish. Gemara says earlier on Daf Yud Zayin that it's not normal. But then you saw like Kedoshim Mehem, they don't have Tashmish in a day. But the Gemara is talking, not everybody's so holy. So some couples will have Tashmish in a day. So if you allow the woman to go to Mikveh at 7 o'clock in the morning, after Hanetzachama, that's the Mishnah Megillah. L'chatchila, the woman shouldn't go to mikveh until after Hanetzachama. But even if she went to mikveh after Alos Hashach, it would also be good. Whenever you have a Dovah Shemitzvah Sabayam, l'chatchila, she wait until after Hanetzachama. But even it's good after Alos Hashach. So what does the Gemara say over here on Samar Zayin on the base? Mikveh, then she can go to mikveh in the morning. But Shema Tishamash, Shema Tirvetister, maybe it'll be Sosa L'mafrei. So the Rosh asked the Kash, what do you mean maybe? If the woman is going to be Meshamesh, so she's going to be Polet to Sheikh Vazera. Of course she's going to be Polet. She's not going to walk around. She's going to lay in bed the whole day. Of course she's going to be Polet. No Polet is Sosa Rosa Yom. If Polet is Sosa that day, so it's a Vadai. What do you mean Shema Tira Vitista? Maybe she'll have a Riyaz Dam. That's far-fetched. Vadai. Shema Tishamesh. Vadai Tia Polet to Sheikh Vazera. That's the Rosh's time. So the Pashtus is, the Rosh quotes, I think, Pashtus says that that's not a kasha. Because we said that they're two different dinim. If a woman has a Riyaz Dam, then it's a Yom Shein Anoki. Then you have to start counting all the Shivinikim all over again, because you need Shivinikim Ritzufim. Shalaitai Tumam Afsekas Beneim. That's what the Gemara says over here. Samach Zamesh, like they tumah mafsekas ben ayam. And the Gemara says later that it means that you need shiva nikiyim ritzufim. But then if you have a woman is poleta, she's there in the middle of the shiva nikiyim. So it's also rosa yom. Aye, but you need ritzufim. So the Gemara says, but that's not a problem over ritzufim. All the days are naki. Poleta shechva zeh is just the din. That day can be considered as a shmurim. Nikiyim it is. Nakim, it's nikiyim because there was no riyas ziva. There was no dam ziva. But it's just, it doesn't count as a Yom Shamur. Yom Shamur means I'm waiting because of the Tumah Ziva. I have to wait anyway because of the Tumah's Poleta Shechva Zera. So I'm waiting for a different reason. So you can't relate my Shmira, like it says, Abiyab Shamara Sadavar. So Rashi writes on Chumash, what do you mean? Abiyab Shamara Sadavar? Himtin. Yag Ravina was Himtin and Mitzapa. When is the Nevu of Yosef HaTzadik, one of his Chalem is going to become fulfilled? Here also there's a din that you need shiva nikiyim, you need shmurim, you need shmira. So shmurim means you have to be mamten because of the ziva. If the, like we had the machlekes abai v'rovo, the imeli doses shen rabbi hem aroilim l'sfira zivosa. So the rabbi natan paskins like abaye, he claims that that's the lamed of yalkigam, that imeli dosa not oilim l'sfira zivosa. Why not? So we said from Rav Soloveitchik, Tumalosin, or maybe slightly different, maybe what it means is that you need Shiva Nikiyim, that she should be Shiva Shmurim. She's waiting because she's Tameya, because of Zava. But if she has to wait anyway because she's a Nida, because she's a Yaleda, so you can't attribute her waiting to the Shiva Nikiyim of the Ziva. So the same over here, Paleta Shechvazer. The Paletas, she has to wait anyway because she's a Paletas. So that day is not oil. So when do you say that if there's a riya later in the day, if the woman made a bedika in the morning, and then she goes to the mikveh based on mikveh and kikula, then she has a riya later. So that's a machlekes of the yosei in the rabbanon. So we pass them that it's oisel lemafreya. It's oisel lemafreya if there's going to be a riya's dam. So it's going to come out. Igloy milsel lemafreya. The whole day was ein anoki. If there's dam a minute before shkia, so that indicates the whole day was an ein anoki. You only had 6 days that were naki. And today was not naki because it was done before the shkia. And you can't wait till tomorrow to be mitzarf tomorrow. You have to have ritzufim, so you have to start all over again. But if it's just going to be shema tishamesh, the tiflait, polet the shichvazera, so what's the problem? That day is not oila as the shmira. She already had a shmira in the morning. We already said mikzasayim kukula. That's not a problem. The only time there's a problem is shema tishamesh v'shema tira v'tistar. If she'll have a riyas dam makes it that the whole day is an ein anoki. But it's just going to be shema tiflot, shema tishamish, and she'll be poleta shechvazera. So that's not a problem. That's a problem that the day is not a shema. But we already applied mikzayim kukul in the morning, so we don't have to worry about that. It's like saying she's not making any more bedikas in the afternoon. She doesn't have to make any more bedikas. We already graduated from that. We already said mikzayim kukul on that. So that's the Rosh's taina. The Rosh has that taina. He says, and then he writes, unless you'll say that she already said Mikzusayam Kukula in the morning. That's the Pashtus, that's the answer. Mikzusayam Kukula in the morning. We mentioned that Tanoim Hava Machloikis here, on Samach Chesam and Beis. We discussed it already. If a woman made a Hefsik Tar, man or a woman, a Zav or a Zav, made a Hefsik Tar, and then Lechatchila is supposed to make a Bedika each day of the Shiva Nikim. And the right it says each day, twice a day of the Shiva Nikim. That's what we follow that opinion. But let's say they didn't make a bedikah each day of Shiva Nikim, they only made Rishon Shvi. So that's a machlekes hatanaim. Three-way machlekes hatanaim. So one Tana says you only have Shvi. You have to have bedikahs each and every day of Shiva Nikim. So the seventh day is good, the first day is not Ritzufim, it's no good. You gotta start all over again. And the next Tana says that Rishon Shvi Yeshlem, and you have to have another 5 days. And it's not a problem of Enim Ritzufim, because all the days are Nikiyim, you just don't have Shmurim, Bedukim, Shayim. And the accepted opinion is that if you have Rishon Shvi, is good enough. So then the Gemara has, that's how we pass. If you have Rishon Shvi, so it's good enough. So then the Gemara has a Machlekes Samarai, Miboy Lahu. What if the last two lines on Samaches on the base? Miboy Lahu. What would the din be? You only have Rishon. A woman didn't make bedikas each day of Shiva Nikim. She only made the first day. She only made the last day. She made a Hefsik Tara. So she's becheskas ena roya dam. Fine. And then she didn't make a bedikah each of the days of Shivanikim. So if she made the first day and the seventh day, so that's, those are the three opinions in the Mishnah, we accept halach like Rav Lezer. This is the Gemara said, this is one of the four cases where halach like Rav Lezer. That's where the Tosfos quotes on Samachesam and Beis, the second Tosfos. There are four cases. This Mishnah is one of the four cases where we pass like Rav Lezer. We pass like Rav Lezer that Vodka, Rishon, and Shvi, so that's good enough. So the Gemara has a further Machloikis Samaroyim on Samachtesim and Aleph. What if Vodka, Rishon, below Shvi, the Shvi below Rishon? So that's a Machloikis. So in Shulchan Aruch, there's a whole discussion how you pass in Allah. I say, yeah. So we heard this whole Machloikis, Rishon below Shvi, is only, she made a bedikah on the first day, she didn't make on the seventh day, and she didn't go to mikveh till the night after the seventh day. What if she wants to go to mikveh on the seventh day? As they did in the Mishnah used to be, that they say mikveh sayim kukuba. So the chariah, if the woman wants to use the principle of mikveh and kukuba, for sure she has to make a bedikah on the seventh day. She doesn't do a bedikah, she didn't do a mikveh snihu. Just like by a nida and by a yoledes, you don't say mikzem kikula because there's no nihug. There's nothing to do. So if you're going to say rishon, if you're going to be make all rishon below shvi, if the woman made a bedik on the first day of Shivanikim, she didn't make any more bedikas at all, it's good. It's good if she's toivah matzoi shvi. But if she wants to be toivah in the morning of shvi, we don't allow it. We don't allow it. Reb Shimon says, Asalas ken shemet to shamish for shemet tirabitista. But before the days of Reb Shimon that it was allowed, the pashta says that's all she's going to make a bedika on the morning of the seventh day, if she doesn't make a bedikah, so she didn't do any nihu, then you should say mikzeh amkukulay. Chara, that's the pashtas. Anyway, so again, the Gemara says that Reb Shimon made exer the rabban. Shimon is one who says mikzeh amkukulay. He made exer the rabban, and we don't permit the zava minatar. The zava can say mikzeh amkukulay to be tavelis in the morning of the seventh day. And with the Rabbanon, we're concerned Shema Tushamish and Shema Tiravatistar, Shema Tovaliday Iser. So we don't allow the woman to be Toival in the mikveh till the night after the seventh day. What if it's already the night after the seventh day, there was some function? There was a Yantav, Shabbos, whatever, she couldn't go to mikveh, she wants to go to mikveh the next day in the daytime. So what's the problem? The next day in the daytime, it's already after, there's no problem of Shema Tiravatistar. There should be no problem of Shema Tiravatistar unless you hold like that Tesis. Had a Tesis on Lamed Vav, I think. Tesis raised the possibility that maybe this theory even after Shimon Akim. Where was that Tesis? No. Shavua Basra Loi Pasta. Tesis on Lamed Vav. So Tesis raised the possibility that maybe in the Shimon Akim have to be Ritzufim to the Tefillah. So if a woman waited Shimon Akim and she didn't go to Mikveh yet, she waits a week. Maybe the dam that she'll see now will not make a tamei mikanla, but maybe it'll be so everything the mafreya. So if you say like that, so how can the whole daf gemara doesn't reach state? The gemara says here samach zayin on the base. Reb Shimon made exer the rabbanon. We don't allow the women to go to mikveh in the daytime of the seventh day. Shema teshamish v'shema tirabetistam. But if the whole day of the seventh day went by, so then she could go to mikveh at night. But if you need Shiva and the Kim Ritzufim, she may have a Riyaz Dam tomorrow, and it'll be so Sila Mafreya. You should always insist to all the women, how can you allow the woman to go to mikveh at night? The night after the seventh day is up. She'll be with her husband tonight, and she may have a Riyaz Dam. She may have a Riyaz Dam. If Shiva and the Kim have to be Ritzufim to the Tvila, so the night that she was tevil, that's the last day, that's always by definition the last day of the Shivanikim. So if she'll have dam later in that day, she'll be with her husband 12 o'clock at night. She'll have dam later in the afternoon of that day, 8:15 in the afternoon, will be soysel and mafreya, and it'll come out the whole tefillah is no good. So the whole gist of the whole Gemara is against that tesis. We don't really hold like that opinion in tesis. That even after counting Shivanikim, that there's still going to be stirul and mafreya. Against the whole sugya over here. So the Gemara has a machloikas amaroyim on this topic. The Reb Shimon made exer the rabbanon. We don't permit the woman to go to the mikveh the day of the seventh day. Shema tishamish v'shema tira v'tistar. Shema tova the day suffik. Yeah. So what if it's already the night after? It's already after the 7 days are over, full Shiva Nikim. We're not employing the prince on the next day of Kekulai. So whenever she'll go to Mikveh, whenever she's going to have the next three, it's not going to be Soysa Lemafreya. So the first Amora says that Shaloi Bizmano, what is Rabbi Yechanan Amar? This is about 10 lines from the top of Samat Zainan and Beis. Rabbi Yechanan Amar. Omar Rav, a little earlier than that. Omar Rav, Nido Bizmano, Ena Tavela Sala Balayla, but Shaloi Bizmano, Tavela is Bein Bayom and Bein Balayla. If the Nida waited already 7 days, and she didn't go to Mikveh on the 7th day, using Mitzvah and Kekula, she's following Rabbi Shimon's Gzera de Rabbanan. She waited a day or two. So then Rav says, she can be tabled by Yom Balayla, there's no problem. There's not Shach Shem Atir Vitista. Rabbi Yechanan says, no, Bein Mizbana, Bein Shalom is mine, and Tavela Sala Balayla, Mishum Sarach Bita. We never permit a woman to go to Mikveh in the daytime, because of Sarach Bita, the daughter may not understand. See, in the days of the Gemara, when the women went to Mikveh, everybody knew about it. All the neighbors knew about it. You couldn't keep it a secret. In the days of the Gemara, it was Lav Shebigdei Nidusa. The women had to wear different outfits, like to advertise to everybody that she's in need of. Whoever she would touch, whatever food she touches, whatever chair she sits on, whatever plate she's going to touch, the dresses that she touched, everything's going to be tummy. So the single girls, the married people, everyone was observant of Tumah V'Tahara in Eretz Yisrael, Bizman, that they were still eating Truma and so on. Everyone had to be Nizah V'Tumah V'Tahara, so you couldn't keep it a secret from anyone. So the daughter knows that the mother's going to Mikveh. The daughter's going to see the mother went to Mikveh by Yom, that in the morning she dressed one way, and then the mother comes back later, she's dressing differently, and she's sleeping in a different bed, and she's touching different things. The whole time that the mother was Tameo, she had the daughter cook all the food. Now the mother went to Mikveh, so the mother's cooking all the food. So the daughter understands that the mother went to Mikveh, the mother's educating the daughter. She doesn't tell her, she doesn't necessarily tell her about the Hetel Abaylo, she doesn't have to tell her that education if it's a young girl. But she knows that the mother went to Mikveh in the morning. So when the girl is going to grow up, she's going to remember, oh, my mother was religious, she always went to Mikveh in the morning. So she won't realize the mother went to Mikveh in the morning, it was after the Shiva Nikim. And she'll think that she can go to Mikveh on the 7th day of Shiva Nikim using the principle of Mikzeim Kukul. So the Meir Gzera, Rabbi Yechanan says, Achleik Zerabi Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan said, the Meir Gzera de Rabbana Mishum Sarach Bita. It should have been dependent on where you live. Rabbi Yechanan lived in Eretz Yisrael. So in Eretz Yisrael, there's a hashash. Everybody was Nizim Tumah V'Taras. Everyone had to be. Everyone knew when the woman went to Mikveh. There was no secret. Maybe Rav lived in Bovil. So in Bovil, everybody was Tumah anyway. They didn't have any Yefer Parah. The Gemara says in the days of this is the first generation of Amoraim, they still had Yefer Parah in Eretz Yisrael. Chavrai Medakan Begalila. That's the Gemara in the first parak in Nida. The Gemara says that the Chaverim, the Tamir Chachamim, would be Metar themselves with Yefer Parah in the Galil. They were Nizar and Tumah V'Tar. So it should really depend whether you're living in Eretz Yisrael and everybody, it's public knowledge that the mother is going to Mikveh, so there's a Hashash Tzra'a Pita. As opposed to Rav lived in Babel, so she's never going to tell her daughter when she goes to Mikveh. That's why Bizman is there. The daughters don't know when the mother goes to Mikveh, because the whole relevance of going to Mikveh is only Lehet Telebayla, so that's a private thing. So it says, Nogo Lehastel Leel Tvilosa. The women don't advertise when they're going to Mikveh. But we don't, that's a suggestion, but we don't assume like that, because we follow Rabbi Yechanan's Gzeira, even though we're living so many years after the Churban HaBayis, and we don't have anybody being Nizar and Tumah V'Tahara. And nobody really knows when the women are going to Mikveh, so we're concerned about Rabbi Yechanan's Gzeira, Mishum Sarach Bita. So what exactly is the concern over here, Mishum Sarach Bita? What's the concern? Rabbi Shimon's concern. Also, Lassus Ken Shema Tishamish V'Shema Tir V'Tister. So either Rabbi Natam has a kula that's not really accepted. Rabbi Natam says the main concern is if she'll go to Mikveh early enough in the daytime that she'll come home with enough time to have Tashmish, then Shema Tashmish for Shema Tiravatista. But what if she's going to go to Mikveh? She'll go to Mikveh late in the afternoon, any given day. She'll go to Mikveh late in the afternoon. And by the time she'll come home, it'll already be Tseisa Kachav. So then the Rabbi Natam says, that's okay. That's the first thesis on Samach Zayin. Mihoim Rabbi Natam, she ain't paying the rak, she's Toshuv Lebesa. When she returns back home from the Mikveh, she yi alayla. We didn't talk shetetze. We don't require shetetze balayla mi beisa. We don't insist that she shouldn't go to mikveh till after. She shouldn't be tovel to mikveh till after tzeisat ha'am. What does it bother me? Let it be tovel with mitzayim kikula. That's legitimate. Mitzayim kikula is fine. The only concern is shemet teshamish v'shemet tirbet histar. So if she's not chazeres lebeisa until layla, so that takes off the whole chashash. So we really don't hold like this, Rabbeinu Tam, unless you have a big shas atcha. So then the shas atcha, then the poskim are makel, that we would permit the woman to rely on the Rabbeinu Tam. Then the further machlokes haposkim, how far would we rely on the Rabbeinu Tam? If it's a big shas atcha, how far would we rely? So is this only on the srach bito? We don't allow a woman to go to mikvah on the Yom HaShvi. That's Rab Shimon said that. Shema Tushamash and Shema Tirabitista. And then Rab says, but that's only on the Shvi. But on the Shmini, Shaloi Bizmana said, there can't be any Stira Lamafreya. Not like the Taisus on Lamad Vavam and Aleph. They can see Stira Lamafreya. This whole Gemara is against the Taisus. There's no Stira Lamafreya. So Rab says, there's no concern. Rab Yechanin came up with his Rach Bita story. So Srach Bita is a Chumra on top of a Chumra. You have Rab Shimon's Chumra. Avolam HaChachamim Olosolasas Kain. You don't allow women to go to mikveh using Mitzahim Kekula Shemesh Shamesh and Shemetir Batista. And then you make Exeris Srach Bita. So maybe we only rely on the Rabbeinu Tam to allow the woman, B'shas Atchak. We would rely on the Rabbeinu Tam to allow the woman to go to mikveh Mibo Yom. And then as long as she doesn't return back home to lift the Tzeis Kacham, maybe that's if it's a Tefillah Shaloi Bizmanam. If the whole issue that you're dealing with is only an issue of Srach Bita to begin with, so then we make it like the Rabbeinu Tam. What if it would taka be on the Shvi? What if it would be on the Shvi? Let's say the Leil Tfilos is Friday night, and she's staying in a place nowhere near a mikveh, and she has to drive an hour away, and she wants to go to the mikveh an hour and a half before Shabbos and drive back, and she's going to be, she can't come back home a half an hour before the Shkia, so she'll go to shul, she'll go to a different shul, and she won't come back home until after Tzeisat Kechavah. So would you allow that even on the Shvi, on the Yom HaShvi? So that's a big machlokes haposkim, how far Ramosha is making even on the Shvi, that we rely on the Rabbi. It says in the Pesachim Shul, it quotes the Chasam Sofer, that if you have a Shas Atchak, when making like the Rabbi Natam, if lo tachse lebeis ad alayla. So Ramosha is even making on the Shvi. And many other Mekilim, big Mekilim are not making so much. Shlomo Levilna has in his Jewish. He's only Mekel if it's the Srach Bita issue, if it's on the Shmini. But if it's on the Yom HaShvi, he thinks that that's too much to be Mekel, because really don't have like this Rabbeinu Tam. Then the Gemara has a discussion on this Srach Bita. We accept Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan, Allah Rabbi Yechanan. Whenever there's Machlek, it's Rabbi Yechanan. The Gemara says we always paskin like Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan is concerned about Srach Bita, and Rabbi is not concerned. So we pass like Rabbi Yechanan that we are concerned. So the Gemara says, but what if the woman lives in a neighborhood, the night times in the winter are freezing, and they have no mikveh, indoor mikveh. The mikveh is you have to break the ice and go mikveh in the river. She'll catch pneumonia. It's freezing outside. Or there are gangsters outside. Or there are lions roaming around. So the Gemara says, if you have a concern of Aryavasa, lions, or you have a concern of Ganvei, or you have a concern of Tzino, it's freezing, any one of these concerns, so then you don't make the Gzeira, and that concern is always going to be at night. It's always going to be freezing at night. The lions always roam around at night, and the gangsters are always, the muggers are always around at night. And the daytime is safe. So what are you going to say? We never allow the woman to be tov in the daytime, so she can't go to mikveh, period. So the Gemara says, no, whenever there's an oinah, so then we permit, the shas atchak, we allow you to violate this, the gzeira of Srach Bita. So it is a diun in Achrayim, the Pesach Teshuvah quotes on Achrayim. The Gemara gave three mishalim that are onsim, that universal onsim. The lions are roaming around, it's a sakana for everyone to go to the mikveh. And the muggers are running around, the ganve. And the tzina, it's freezing for everybody. What if this woman happens to, she had a doctor's appointment or something, she had a wedding that night. She had her in-laws came over, so she couldn't go to mikveh. She had a personal oinus, but it wasn't an oinus that's relevant to the whole community. So the Pesach Teshuvah quotes on Achrayim say that it would appear from the Gemara that doesn't count. But then the later Achrayim point out, you look in the Rambam, and the Rambam quotes this, the Rambam says the Ferish, a personal oinus is also good. The Rambam says lahakel, even a personal oinus is good. So here, at the end of the first Tosfos, Amad Zayin on the day, is the last five lines. They quote Rabbeinu. Who is it? Rabbeinu Meshulam. Rabbeinu Meshulam hid the leash at the ear. Shohayo lochush leganavim. There was a concern at night of a lot of muggings. So he was mekel that the woman can be tovelos bayom. That's what it says in the Gemara. And he was also mekel to go to mikveh bayom. V'shvi shalom. Litvah bayom ha-shabashu nachamol tedua. Litvah bayom ha-shabashu shmini mibod yom v'shum ganam. To do the chafifa. To do the chafifa on Friday, then to do the tefillah in the mikvah on Shabbos morning. So these are two separate kulas. That you're marching the chafifa from the tefillah, that's one kula. And then there's another kula that we allow you to violate srach bito, whenever it's an oinus. The Gemara says here, it was an oinus of ganvei. So he said, we're mekel on that, we're mekel on that. So Rabbi Natam, osir. Rabbi Natam didn't like it. Because the Gemara has an expression about mitzvah trei kula by mikilim. It's not proper to be megabev kula on top of kula. One kula we would permit harchokas chafifa from the tefillah. If you have no choice, the tefillah on Shabbos in the morning, so you would allow harchokas chafifa from the tefillah. But to allow tefillah by yom in violation of the srach bita, and also to allow harchokas chafifa from the tefillah, so that's too much. Trei kula by mikilim. That's the lotion that some of the Rishonim have in white cotton. The Ravid has like that. The Gemara says if someone dies before Yom Kippur. So the Gemara says Yom Kippur cancels Shiva and Sukkot cancels Shloshim. So the Rishonim all discuss if someone dies before Sukkot, so why don't you say Sukkot cancels Shiva? Why don't you say Sukkot cancels Shiva? And Shmina Atzeres should cancel Shlosh. So this is a kasha that the Rosh works on there. The Rosh in the last parak Mike Cotton has all of Hilchas Avelos. Everybody knows the Rosh there. Has Barichas, all the discussions. So he quotes the Rai that throws in this Losh. Trei kula la mikilim. So Losh, I think, from Perak Azov. Trei kula la mikilim. I said, but you do it if the Kvura was before Yom Kippur. So you say like that, Yom Kippur cancel Shiva, and Sukkot cancel Shlosh. So you do say Trei kula mikilim. Why is that all of a sudden over here? I don't know. That's a lotion the Rishonim sometimes have. Trei kula lemikilin. It's not right to pile on too many kulas. You can be make one at a time and not both. This Rabbeinu Meshulam had a suggestion. He was giving a shiur on Parshas HaShavua. So he had a suggestion that the Gemara establishes that a mikveh has to have memsoh. Because we learn up in the pasuk, Verochet is called b'sara b'mayim. Mayim should call gufa oila b'hem b'vasachas. Because it says Verochet is called b'sara b'mayim. Called b'sara means Mayim should call gufa oila b'hem b'vasachas. Avoyim so. So he pointed out that by the zav, it never says called b'sara. It says Verochet says b'sara b'mayim. How come? So he suggested al pi pshuto shel mikra. Maybe since the zav needs mayim chayim. Maybe whenever you're tovel in a maya, maybe you don't need kol gufa b'vasach. Maybe you can stick in one arm at a time, and one leg at a time, and so on. He said, l'halocha, it's not so, but he said, slafi pshuto shel mikra, maybe that's what it seems to say in the Chumash. So the Rabbi Natam heard about this. He lived in a different city. Rabbi Natam heard that the Rabbi Meshulam had said such a shtikl Torah. So he sent him a letter that it's utterly ridiculous. So he said, I didn't say it l'halocha. So he says, you're not allowed to say it even l'pilpula. Not only not lalacha, it's even a pilpul, it's wrong. It's utterly ridiculous. There is no such thing. Okay. It is a question, though. There is a machlokes harishon, whether mem so is needed for mayon. The Gemara says that for tvilas odom, you need arboim so in the mikveh, and for tvilas kelim, it's sufficient minator with the revius mayon. The Gemara says, in Nozir, the Gemara has a list of dinim that all have the shear of these. So the Gemara says, min ha-Torah, if you have a puddle of water on the ground that has a revius in it, so you can be, if you have machtem bitzinorias, if you have a needle that's tamei, so you can be tevel the needle, or you have a baby spoon, so you can be tevel a baby spoon, and a tiny little bit of a little puddle of a mikveh that only has a revius of water. The Gemara says, why wasn't that listed among all the things that need revius? You need revius for Kiddush, and another drinks revius gets wine gets malchus. So many different dinim that depend on revius. The Gemara says the reason why they didn't mention it is because bitluhu the reviasa the mikveh. They were mevatlin. The Chachamim said in a later generation that you even need memsor for tefilas kelim. But Menatar, it didn't used to be that for tefilas kelim a mikvah of a revius is enough. And with the Rabbanan, you need dafke memsor even for tefilas kelim. So there is a big machlokes and rishonim. The Rashbon, the Toras Habayis, has a little bit hilchos mikvos. So on the first page in the Rashbon, the Toras Habayis and hilchos mikvos, he quotes a major machlokes among the Baalei HaTosfos whether a mayon needs memsor for tefilas adam. Maybe you only need memsor because that's what Tosfos points out. Tosfos says there were mevatel revius, there were mevatel revius in a mikveh for tefilas kelim. But if you tovel in a mayon for tefilas kelim and a mayon, you don't need memsor. There's no need for memsor. So that din that a mayon does need memsor, is that only for kelim? What about tefilas adam? So the Rashba has a major machlokes of Rishonim about that. Some Rishonim say, what do you mean? Tefilas Adam always needs memsor. And they bring a raya from a gematria. The Rashba and the Toras Habayis brings a gematria. There's a pasuk that's describing Mayon Avtoach. Mayon Mayon Avtoach. Some kind of a Mayon on the outskirts of Yerushalayim. It says, Mei Shiloach. Mei Shiloach. Shiloach was a Mayon. Mei Shiloach. Haholchim La'ad. That was flowing at a calm pace. So the Rashba quotes some medrash that the word la'at is a gematria of 40. Lamed Aleph Tes. Lamed is 30 and Aleph and Tes is 10. So it's a 40. So you see that even a mayon also needs memsor. I don't know where the medrash is. That's what he says. Mei shiloach ha'ochim la'at. Liat is gematria 40, so you see that for tefilas adam you always need 40. That's really a fundamental machlokes. So what's the nature of the din of memsor? Is it that there are two different mikvahs? There's a mikvah of revius and a mikvah of memsor. For tefilas adam you need mikvah A, and for tefilas kelim mikvah B is good enough. For tefilas kelim a mikvah of revius is good. For tefilas adam you need memsor. What do you say? No. A mikveh is a mikveh. Mikveh is a revius. But you have to have mayim shekol gufo elo hema basachas. You have to be able to submerge your body under the surface of the water. So how can a big fat person like me, how can I fit into a revius of water? It's physically impossible. So the Gemara says you need memsor. And even if I'm a midget and I can fit into, even if a tiny baby, you can fit into way less than memsor. So mid the rabbanan, they made a chumr, they made a loitlu. We say, since no. But what if a person is a big giant? He's a big fat giant and he can't fit into a mikveh that's aboim saw. So he's going to need more than aboim saw. Okay, that's how the Achrayim said like that. The Aruch HaShulchan writes like that. It's a double pashut. If the person is big and fat and a giant and he can't fit into memsor, he's going to need more than memsor. I think the Darkin Shuba quotes one of the Hungarian Achrayim says that that's apikursis. What do you mean? The Chazal said memsor is memsor. What kind of time is that? If you can't fit into the memsor, you need that he should be toivel b'vasachas. I don't know what the apikursis is over here. Chalik hadim v'chazal. There are people who are bigger than other people, so you need more than memsor. So this is a fundamental machlokes in the Rishonim. Whether Maya needs memsor for tefilas adam is a shaila. What's the din that for kelim is enough for revius and for adam you need a memsor? Is it that the two brands of a mikveh? That's what they quote in the Chidushim in Piyashmur, they quote a Sofik B'Shem Rab Chaim. Let's say you'll have a mikveh with all mayim shuvim, so it's no good. You make a hashoka to a kosher mikveh. You make a hashoka to a mikveh that only has a revius. And this mikveh that has the mayim shuvim has memsor. And you're doing a hashoka with a mikveh that has 30 saw. 30 saw is way more than a revius. So will you say that this mikveh that I just made a hashoka, the mayim shuvim, you can only be tovel kelim in this mikveh, but you can't be tovel adam, because there are two kinds of mikveh. There's a mikveh memsor, there's a mikveh revius. So the other mikveh only has 30 saw, so it's only has a revius. It's good for tefilas kelim. It's not a kosher mikveh for tefilas adam. They say, no, there's only one mikveh. A mikveh of a revius is a mikveh. The only thing is that it's a shear in the tefilas agavra. You have to have a tvila, has to be the whole body of Basachas, called Gufa, the Basachas. The Shia, Ruch HaChamim, and the HaChamim established that even if you're a midget, even if you have a tiny baby and it can squeeze into a, he can fit into a mikveh of less than Abayim Sa, it's a loy plug. Adin deraisa, it's usually assumed, Adin deraisa, a loy plug deraisa. You always need Mem Sa for the Maisa Tvila Sodom, that should be considered Kol Gufa Ela Behem Vasachas. So if you hold that it's a din in the Maisa Tvilos, of course it applies to the Mayon. It should apply equally to the Mikvah and to the Mayon. Unless you're going to hold like this Ben Meshulam's wild idea, that in the Mayon you don't need Kol Gufa Ela Vasachas, which the Ben Tam said is nothing to discuss. But if you hold it's not a din, that the Mem Saw is not a Shir in the Maisa Tvilos Agavra, it's a Shir in the Chevta, the Mikvah, so then it's right to say that's only in a mikveh. In a mayon, you don't need memsor. If he can fit into a mayon less than memsor, at all. So that's a big machlokes. We're machmar on that. We assume that a mayon needs memsor for tefillah sodom. Okay, maybe we'll stop here. What do we make up Sunday? Sunday I can give you 11 o'clock is okay? Okay. Because I have to speak in the afternoon. So maybe we'll learn some of the dinim of Vestois. A little bit. We didn't do any dinim of Vestois. Vestois is on Samach Gimel Amad Aleph, and then Samach Gimel Amad Beis, Samach Dalet Amad Aleph. And then in the second paragraph, the Gemara has a discussion, Vestas, the Raisa, the Rabbana, that Prishon. Okay, so maybe Bilinet will go into those topics. And then on Monday, we made up that I have to leave early, so I'll try to do the Shia 10 o'clock in the morning.